Welcome, and thanks for listening to the USGS Corecast. I'm Jennifer LaVista. This is the last episode in our special Earth Science Week 2007 series. Today we're bringing together all of this week's podcast topics, as well as other scientific and educational resources, and giving you the lowdown on why Earth Science Week is so important. We want to raise awareness about the Earth and its changing environments, and we want to help educate students, parents, teachers, and you, our listeners, about Earth science and its important role in our educational system. So we're talking with Bob Ridke, the Education Outreach Coordinator for the USGS, and about the importance of Earth science and the various educational resources that the USGS offers for people to learn more about, well, the planet they live on. Bob, thanks for joining us.
Oh, happy to be here, Jen.
So, Bob, can you explain to us why Earth science is so important to our educational system, and what are the benefits or advantages of learning about the Earth?
Well, it's often been said that there's two things in life that people need to know. First is something about themselves and something about where they live. And certainly to know Earth science and the world around you cuts to the second part of that, to know something about your environment. So Earth science is really, truly a fundamental kind of science that everybody needs to have a familiarity and literacy in.
That's great. Can you tell us a little bit about the educational resources that USGS has to offer to students, teachers, and really anyone around the world?
USGS, being one of the oldest of the federal science agencies, established in 1879, we have an enormous wealth of information about the Earth, about different physiographic provinces and our environment that we're a part of. So all of the USGS science is part of what I consider to be part of our education delivery system. In education, we have K through 12, we have informal education customers, we have university students and university professors now that are using the educational delivery system of our information very broadly and very generously.
So what are some of the things that teachers can find on our website?
Well, one of the things we have is all of the USGS holdings, many of the USGS holdings that are categorized by grade level and also by topic.
So they're like lesson plans or?
And well, they're also coded that way. Some of it just may be basic maps. Some of it may be basic science data. But we also then code it whether or not this is an activity, whether or not this is a lesson plan, whether or not it requires material.
That's great.
So, oftentimes with the web, there is so much information, you don't really know what's there until you get into it. So we've tried to sort that out so that the customer can have, in some kind of coordinated, coherent way, a feel for what it is that is on our education website.
Yeah, that's really helpful because there's a lot out there.
Yeah, and we're doing also something which I think is being picked up by other agencies and other individuals. At least I noticed that we started with, this is what we have, this is what it looks like, this is what you can do with it. Mm-hmm. So those three categories is becoming more and more the way in which we're delivering our information.
Okay, great. Now let's say I'm a student and I want to find out some resources on the web. What are some of the things I'll find there?
Well, we have some wonderful information from, for instance, earthquakes, real-time earthquakes. We have earthquakes, dozens of them, occurring every day. So we not only portray from the National Earthquake Information Center earthquakes which are occurring daily, but also the historical record. We have, of course, Landsat images that come out of Eros.
Those are beautiful.
Oh, they really – and we now have real time. You can see this as the Landsat 7 tracks across North America. You can virtually have real time imagery.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and so we also have a wide range of information on mineral resources. We have all the biological division has a wide range of information from invasive species to West Nile virus to mercury contamination. So all this kind of information, cutting edge, real timely, up-to-date information is provided. We try to keep a handle on what it is that the state standards and national science standards are bringing forth in that structured educational sense. And then we try and provide the material in a kind of coordinated way so that teachers and those in that broad education community can better find it.
That's great. I bet a lot of stuff to get some of those projects done. Okay, so all of these educational resources at the USGS are great, but is there something else that parents and teachers can do to get their students more involved in earth science?
Very much so, and that's, if there's anything that really needs to be done, is get them outdoors. The real world is outdoors. It's not inside. And as you know, there's been a lot of tension in recent years for what we're calling this nature deficit disorder. Fewer and fewer kids are spending time outdoors, and it's a national problem.
That's a shame.
And so that natural world, to use our national park systems, to use our parks, to use local state parks, and for families and for individuals to go out and become part of that natural world and to understand, to observe and interpret and develop those good inquiry kinds of habits of mind is what science and a literate citizenry really requires. So many of the issues of today, from climate change to land use to water to storms, and these require an understanding of the earth. And the best way to get the underpinnings and the foundation for that is to go outside and become a part of it.
Yeah, get out there and experience it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Bob, thank you so much for spending time with us. I know I've learned a lot about the resources at the USGS, and I'm sure that our listeners have too. Now, I think I'm going to go catch some lunch outside. Want to join me?
Sounds good. It's a good day out there.
It is. To learn more about the educational resources that the USGS has to offer, visit the education website at education.usgs.gov. And don't forget to listen to the other Earth Science Week Corecast that we've done this week to learn more about Earth Science. Again, thanks to everyone for listening to the USGS Corecasts. We hope you enjoy these, and we always look forward to your feedback and comments. Please send them to corecast@usgs.gov. You can visit the Corecast site by going to usgs.gov and clicking the Podcast tab in the top menu. Also, we've just added a way to subscribe to the Corecast via email. So if you know someone who wants to listen but isn't familiar with podcasting, just tell them to sign up for the email subscription on the right-hand side of the Corecast site. The Corecast is a product of the U.S. Geological Survey, Department of the Interior. Happy Earth Science Week! Now get out there and explore!